just your gut reaction?
Well, I'm like all of us. A lot of Bills fans have been standing on this cliff for a long time, but for those of us who played for him and knew him, you know, we were hoping it didn't ever come. And that's pretty sad. I'm sad. I am brokenhearted over it because he's a guy not only that I had a great deal of affection for personally, but I had a lot of respect for, and I owed a lot of my success professionally and personally to him and this organization. And I never forgot that, and I never will. So I'm going to miss him greatly.
You guys, your era, I mean, obviously it was the golden era for this franchise, so it just seems to me at least that it was a special bond. I mean, today's players didn't see Ralph a lot because
right.
He wasn't around, but you guys, it was like
he was part of the deal when you were a Bill here back in the early, when we were going to the Super Bowl every year, and on those home games, Ralph would come down to the field every Thursday. And watch his practice. It was kind of his habit to come down, and we'd make fun of him because he'd wear these brown corduroy pants all the time. That's my lucky pants, you know. And he would joke with us, and you know, it says a lot about him when it got to the point where we were so familiar with him. He would allow us to make fun of him and join in the joking and being part of the locker room like that. You know, he's just a hard guy not to have a lot of affection for. We had heard, too, particularly when Bill Polian was the general manager, when Bill and Ralph, and Bill always had, he still does, you know, Bill had a short fuse. Ralph had a shorter one. And Ralph had a bigger explosion. So it was fun to hear the fallout once in a while, and the things those guys would argue and bicker about, and it was always big stuff. And Bill Polian was a guy that the players knew that once you were on this team, Bill Polian would fight, literally throw fists for you. And Ralph was a guy that was cut from the same cloth. It was easy to be motivated to play hard for Ralph and this organization and Bill and Marv.
That
crew of front office people with Ralph, Bill, and Marv, and John Butler, and Russ was here. Yeah. It was a hard. They were as special up here as we were down in the locker room, and that doesn't happen very often.
Any particular moments of your personal interactions with Ralph that come back to you?
The one I always remember, and the one that made it clear to me, that it was my second game here. It was a road game in New England, and I didn't know anything. I was a second-year player. I had been a Houston Oiler for a year and a half, and I had met Mr. Adams, Bud Adams, the owner of the Oilers, once briefly in a reception line. And I thought that's kind of the way it was in the NFL. And then I get picked up off waivers mid-season by Buffalo, right after Marv got the job, and it was the first road game of Marv Levy, for my second game as a player, and I'd been here for about a week, 8 days, and I was sitting in the locker room in my game pants and a T-shirt getting ready to play, and about 2 hours before game, and this gentleman walked up, and he was coat and tie, trench coat, raincoat, you know, nice older guy. He came up and said, "Hey, Steve, I just want to tell you, I'm Ralph Wilson, I just want to say it. Welcome on board. I hope it goes really well for you here. Good luck today. I hope you play well, and I just want to say welcome." I said, "Thanks." And then I had to go over to Ed Abramowski and say, "Well, who's this Ralph Wilson guy?" And he goes, "Well, he owns the team." I go, "You're kidding me. He seems like a great guy. I mean, is that true? I mean, what, that's him?" He goes, "Yeah, he's great." And from that moment on, I knew it was going to be different here in Buffalo than it had been. And certainly that proved to be the case. For all the things that have happened to me personally and my family in Western New York, to say goodbye to a guy who had so much to do with how good it has been for me here and my family, that's pretty difficult today.
He always did right by his players and the people who worked for him, but can you just speak to how he
did right by the league, how his perspective was always broader than just his own team.
Well, that's the thing, too. And Ralph took a lot of criticism here in Buffalo when this team was 0 for the 70s against the Dolphins, and we couldn't get out. He couldn't get into the playoffs, and he took a lot of heat because he wouldn't spend money. And that, all the things that people say about owners everywhere. But I'll tell you this, the NFL is the 800-pound gorilla in professional sports leagues. And it's because of men like Ralph Wilson. He's not the only one, but he is certainly the template for the kind of man and the kind of leader that has made the NFL the institution on the American landscape that it is.
For Ralph, this wasn't just a financial investment. He really had a passion for the team, for the game. Do you have any specific memories? I'm sure there's plenty to choose from that really reflected his passion for the team and the game.
I think if you had back in those days when we were winning games and occasionally when we'd win a big one, it was great to see what it meant to him. He didn't fake his joy. He didn't put on a front of how happy it made him. He didn't make up any emotions to make it look good for any media or any fans. When the Bills won a big game, it was as if he was the only fan. And sometimes in the dark days, maybe he was. But this team mattered to him deeply. For all the criticism, for all the things that, you know, all the bad years and the dark times and the back-to-back 2-14 teams, this, let me tell you something, it wasn't because he didn't care. He cared deeply. And I'll never forget the story. A couple of years ago, and people remember this, when the Kevlar balloons hit the transformer out on the corner of the property and the lights went out in the stadium. You know, some vendor, the balloon gets away, it arcs across, that blows the fuse, and the whole grid goes down. And when it happened, I think they came back on and then went back off, I think if I remember correctly, and you know, it was pretty frustrating for everybody. And pretty soon, people started, you know, turn around looking at Ralph's body, and he shrugged his shoulder. Ralph shrugged his shoulders. I knew they'd blame me eventually. You know, so he knew what he signed up for. But he was a guy that, you know, he's willing to take that. But he helped through tough decisions and great leadership, you know, not only build this franchise into part of the fabric here and what everything that is here in Western New York. But this league owes him and men like him a great debt of gratitude. And I am shocked that other sports leagues don't follow the template that these guys have laid out for the National Football League, because it is brilliant and it continues to be. And I think it's a legacy not only that Ralph leaves behind, but others like him for the NFL. I mean, it's a pioneering sport. And it's still on the cutting edge as well. So I think that says a lot about the men who run it.